You have entered the Conscious Zone on WHPN, The Source, FM,
on the Women's Movement Radio Network.
Freedom, freedom, freedom. Let freedom ring. All aboard, freedom train. Let freedom ring. Are you free to master your mind? Free to move through space or time, free to give, free to take, free to make another mistake. Are you free to dispute, free to believe, free to give up, free to achieve, free to live, free to die, free to ask the question why, free to touch, free to taste, free to take another man's place. Are you free to give up your right, free to run, stand up and fight, free to know, free to get, free to say no or say yes, free to change your mind, free to laugh or free to cry.
Freedom, born to be free, liberation, set your mind free. Freedom, born to be free.
Life's all about free to whisper, free to shout, free to rent, free to own marble countertop or stone, free to fly like a dove, to select none of the above, free to hold on, free to let go, keep it in or let it show. Love, hate, cheat or play it straight.
Freedom, born to be free.
Freedom.
Good afternoon, everyone. You're listening to WHPN, The Source FM. This is Aja, your host for this edition of The Conscious Cafe's Healthy, Wealthy, and Wise. You're inside the conscious zone, your conscious connection to a new dimension in thought and knowledge for the mind, body, spirit, and earth. If you're just joining us for the first time, we explore holistic health and wellness, alternative medicine, food safety, nutrition, the environment, cooperative economics, life path empowerment, creative expression, quality of life, and everything in between. Thanks so much for stopping by. Life is about choice, the power of choice, and the freedom to do so. Well, conscious choices are what we're after and what we're exploring here inside the Conscious Cafe. Every decision that we make, how it affects us individually and how it affects our collective, whether it's our family, our peers, other groups that we're a part of, all of it. Every bit of our thoughts, words, and actions have the potential to impact us again and then the collective. We'll be back in a moment. You're listening to The Conscious Cafe, inside the Conscious Zone on WHPN, The Source FM.
Favorite food. Favorite food. What you like to do.
You like to do.
Uh-huh. Your favorite color. Uh-huh. Or any other. Thing on your mind.
On your mind.
That you like to share.
Like to share.
Cause I can stay here.
I can stay here.
And listen to every word. Because I'm interested.
Yeah.
Can I be an instrument in changing your life?
Anybody else?
Anyone else?
Ooh,
no, no, no.
are back. You're listening to The Conscious Cafe inside The Conscious Zone on WHPN, The Source FM, on the Women's Movement Radio Network. This is Aja, life coach, founder of Conscious Living Omni Media Group and the Children's Wellness Network. And this afternoon, we are in the energy of Kaban, according to the Maya. And it goes a little something like this. I am Kaban, sacred synchronization, divine alignment of planetary and cosmic force, neither past nor future. I am the Unimundi, earthed in the place of perfect centeredness, in the eternal present moment. From this place, I offer you direct access to all knowledge, all time, all abilities. As above, so below, galactic consciousness is transmitted through the awakened eyes in your feet, interwoven into the myriad possibilities of the radiant fields of light. Receive now the truth you desire. I am Kaban. Keep your heart and mind open and tuned, keys and strings awaiting in devotion. The loving touch of the true virtuoso, in effortless mastery, will be created. Such ecstatic harmonies of improvised perfection as to send chills of rapture up the spine of creation. Find freedom from what has been. Let your edges expand to accommodate my unexpected and unrehearsed movement. In the clear waters of your receptive mind, unclouded with preconceptions, there will my sparkling spontaneity dance, forming the power of synergistic movement within your life. Springing with the surety of a white lion through the wilderness of once forgotten dreams. Around you are swirled on the canvas of this moment, clues to cosmic treasures you seek. A color here, a word there, a knowing and a scent on a breeze. With brush ever in motion, the mystery forms a brilliant rainbow arc, its curvaceous splendor transcending past and future. Clues are drawn into the heartbeat of the present moment, that you may release your struggle in the realization that it is already done. As harmony's harpist, I found synchronicity through the crystal grid network, and it lay as a magic carpet under your feet. With souls barred, stepped upon it now to experience the exquisite realm of all possibilities. The elements that dance in cohesive splendor as the creation all are here, and the instrument is you. The maestro has arrived. Shall we play? And that is taken from the Mayan Oracle, the energy of the day, Kaban. Back in a moment, inside the Conscious Zone, on WHPN, The Source FM, on WMRN.
They can't describe. when you are setting forth a thought of something that you are wanting and feeling positive emotion, that positive emotion is communication that is projected to you from your inner being. And when you are thinking of something you are not wanting and feeling negative emotion, that negative emotion is communication that is projected to you from your inner being, you see. And so this emotion that you feel is actual guidance or communication that comes forth from the inner part of you. Now, all physical beings that are now upon the earth are receiving, without exception, communication from their inner being in the form of emotion. But that communication can broaden far beyond a feeling of positive or negative emotion, which is essentially guidance of yes or no. It can broaden to clear and full communication regarding any subject that is important to you. You literally have access to infinite intelligence, you see. And so we are exuberant as we participate with physical man in this time of great awakening. For we know that not only will he have the delicious and glorious benefit of being physical in this time, but he will also have the enhancement of the non-physical part. We have not come forth to offer this knowledge that it may distract you from what you are about here in the physical. For what you are about here in this physical is very, very important. If it were not, you would not be here. You have not come forth to climb your way up a ladder of righteousness to greater exaltation. You have come here to create in this physical experience, utilizing the guidance that comes forth from within. And that is what this great awakening and blending is all about. A blended being, from our perspective, is one who is physically focused, yes, and creating through conscious physical thought here, and enjoying all the deliciousness of the physical experience, while he is at same time acknowledging the guidance that comes forth from within. Guidance that ranges from communication through emotion all the way to clear and conscious communication. A blended being is that which you are witnessing as you are experiencing Esther as she speaks for Abraham.
Yes.
It is her conscious physical mechanism that is allowing the word, while that which is coming forth from within her is a combination of the knowledge that she has accumulated here in this physical world, as well as that which is being projected now. We are utilizing the vocabulary that she has accumulated, her knowledge of what is around her, while the knowledge of the laws is coming forth from inner, broader, wiser perspective. Not all physical beings who are blended will speak for Abraham or for someone like Abraham, but the example that we are stating is this. You are physical beings focused in a physical world, and you have access to much broader knowledge than most of you are allowing.
Oh,
Are back. You're listening to The Conscious Cafe inside the Conscious Zone on WHPN, The Source FM, on the Women's Movement Radio Network. This is Aja, your host for this edition of the program. We move now to a little bit about the elements and our connection with nature. Oftentimes, we get away from our connection to nature and also even remembering that we are a part of nature or an aspect of nature. And so beginning to reattune ourselves, realign ourselves, reconnect ourselves with that which is nature and our nature can have an amazing effect on improving our quality of lives, our health and wellness, our well-being, our relationships, and all of the above and everything in between, as I say. So we're going to explore that with Ms. Lisa Michaels of Natural Rhythms Institute. Before we do so, I'm going to read a little bit more from the Mayan Oracle on today's energy. So sit back, relax, open your mind, and listen. The Discoverer. Triangle of synchronized earth force, moving through the Stargate looking glass, centered in the fluid world resonance of the singing octave portal, through you I now pass. In Kaban, center your awareness within the core of self. Gifts are being made available to you directly from the earth force. Center yourself in the present moment, and you will open the door to all knowledge, times, and abilities. From there, you enter a space that enables you to see and act more clearly. Open the central channel of your being. Be sacramentally rooted where you are now to receive the many gifts of the present moment. Sit in relationship with the energies of the earth, as a shaman would sit in a forest. Take time to listen to the information being transmitted through your feet. Walk into your life. Find and do what gives you joy. From this place of centeredness, magical happenings spring and synchronicity abounds, helping you to access clues to the cosmic puzzle. In Kaban, you are being offered an awareness of synergy and synchronicity. Watch for subtle new patterns emerging, for they offer your heart's greatest desires. Remember that seeming coincidences or synchronicities are the sparkling points of illumination in the tapestry of magic. Watch for these seeming coincidences and strong feelings as clues to your larger purpose. Learn to observe and digest data and feelings until conclusions emerge naturally.
Be alert to natural synergies, developing with others of similar intent. Remember, you hold the earth within you. You are the global family, the keeper of the earth's garden. It also speaks to the shadow wisdom, and this is maybe where you're acting or feeling emotions outside of your essence. In their well-intentioned desire to find meaning and purpose, those in the shadow of Kaban often tend to overinterpret or draw conclusions. Have you ever become lost in the mind, coloring or bending information to fit your own mental concepts? This can limit the larger meaning. Simply allow the meaning of the painting to emerge naturally from each small brush stroke. Learn to be a keen observer of feelings. Be aware of how you may overinterpret particular signs, symbols, dreams, and visions. Be attentive to all sensory data that may apply to the larger truth. Then wait for the picture to take shape naturally. In your everyday world, are you often focused on the past or the future? Do you find it difficult to just be in the present moment? The larger pattern of your life is shaping itself now. All you need to do is hold a clear intention to live and move more fully in the present. Your essence self knows the perfect timing and pattern of your unfoldment. Another shadow of Kaban can be seen in those who seem to have a difficult time identifying with planet Earth. Are you over-identified with yourself as a star being, an alien, or a walk-in? Accept your present physical vehicle and circumstances. By doing so, you create a hub of centeredness from which all cosmic gifts and universal truths emanate. Perhaps you have come from another place to assist during this time. Perhaps you have not had much experience with the energies and densities of Earth. If you suspect this is true, meditate on the unique opportunities you came to experience on planet Earth in this transformational time. And it goes on. Lots of different verbiage there to consider and process. As always, take what resonates with you and release the rest. We continue now with the program and our interview with Lisa Michaels of the Natural Rhythms Institute. Many years ago, we sat with her and talked about her journey and her work and how we can assist and support ourselves in better connecting with nature and utilizing it as a tool to become more of our true selves. Let's take a listen. Let's go ahead and welcome our first guest today, Ms. Lisa Michaels. Lisa, are you there?
I am, Aja.
Welcome to the Conscious Zone.
Thank you. I'm delighted to be here.
Well, we want to, of course, let folks know a little bit about Lisa and then talk about, you know, Natural Rhythm Institute and the work. So please share with us a little bit about your journey into the work, and then we'll talk about natural rhythms.
Well, absolutely. And, you know, journey into the work, everything that you just read, Aja, is so in resonance with this journey that I've been on of unifying the physical body and our connection to the elemental forces and, you know, our spirituality, connecting my essence and connecting those elements has really moved in me through, one of the ways is through movement and dance and this call of my soul to like find the spiritual within that, within the physical body. And it's just been an amazing journey. And becoming more and more connected to the sacred throughout my life and finding deeper ways to express it. In 1997, I decided to activate an archetype within that really helped me have that connection. I activated the priestess in myself and had even more unfoldment of this connection to the sacred, to the physical body.
What would you attribute, you know, being able to kind of stay on the path, because so many of us fall off? And what I'm finding, you know, there's a lot of people learning and listening and reading and watching movies and all these things. And what do you think is it that for you kind of helped you to be able to get that consistent flow or be open to the consistent flow of this to keep you finally attuned to this spirituality in you?
Well, I mean, my journey has really started very young, and I kept kind of doing this rhythmic refocusing, really, and learning to actually apply things, not just like get them as concepts, but how do they actually work in my life? And continuing to do that, I mean, the next thing would happen and I would say, okay, so now what did I learn before that I can apply now? And so much of our journey is remembering our skills, and then we'll forget again, and then we have to remember again. And
yes.
It's kind of like waking up every day, you know. Yes. There's a part of our consciousness that literally goes to sleep. So we have to say, you know, okay, wake up. Remember, you do know how to do this, and here's the skill you apply. But, I mean, we're all really, like, learning to do it on every level. It's not just like you can say this one thing will do whatever needs to be done, because there's the physical realm, the emotional realm, the mental realm, how you think, you know, how you feel. And then how's your energy? What actions are you taking? And are you deeply connected to your essence self? So, you know, it's this place where we are learning to come into more consciousness of with each one of those realms. So we may get really good at, okay, I'm thinking positively, or I'm uplifting my vibration mentally. And then we have a feeling that, like, crashes us back down again, and we totally forget, because now we're in a whole other realm, and we've got to, like, well, how do we handle our emotions? So it's been a journey of really learning to work with each one of those realms and increasing my patience with myself, so that if I forget, that I just go, okay, I'm going to remember now, not, oh, that's terrible, I forgot, but okay, I'm going to remember now, so here's how I'm going to do it.
That's beautiful, really helpful, too. I know I was reading Conversations with God, and I got someone gifted it to me, and it's all three books, and I never forgot the part where it says kind of what you were just saying, but it called it, God in the book called it the divine dichotomy. So that there's always, so that because the soul is attempting to experience the full spectrum, so it's going to go through the up and the down and the sad and the happy and, you know, the whole thing. And so we have to forget to remember, and then forget again to remember, just like you just said. But I think what we forget is that we do have to give ourselves that moment to remember. And you said that really beautifully, that you kind of, instead of getting round up into that emotion or whatever for a minute, okay, I'm going to choose to remember right now. And even as you were talking, I was thinking of some things, and I was able to go, oh, okay, I'm going to respond this way, not that way now.
right.
Beautiful.
And well, there are a couple things that can help that, too. You know,
yes.
Certainly for me, as I've increased my ability to work with the energy, finding something like your radio show that constantly keeps you tuned in and remembering is very helpful. But also for me, the rhythmic realignment with nature. I have been very much working with every new moon, and if I'll just pay attention to those, the rhythms of nature, then it reminds me to get back refocused. Here's on the new moons, here's how I'm going to focus my energy for creation. Here's what's going to happen on the full moon, and here's what's going to happen when I tune into the wheel of the year, the solstices and the equinoxes. It helps me remember.
Okay, yes, that's very good. And that also reminds you that you actually are recreating these things that are coming up.
Exactly.
And that you can, you know, shift that a little bit, or you can shift it all, basically.
Right.
Okay, wonderful. Now, so tell us more about Natural Rhythms Institute, the inspiration for founding that, and then talk about some of the programs and what you offer.
Well, Natural Rhythms really developed out of the fact that I had been facilitating these principles for like 10 years, and the body of work kept growing, because every time I would finish one thing, the group of people in that thing would say, okay, what's next? Okay, what's next? Okay, well, what's next?
Yeah.
So it just kept growing and growing and growing. And finally I went, you know, this is like enormous, and I've got to figure out a way to organize it effectively.
Yeah.
So I put it in a degree program You know, it's not certified by any outside source. It's just a way for you to really track your progress. So there's the natural rhythms track itself, where you really actively learn to work with the elements of creation and with the rhythmic cycles to direct your energy for creation. And then there's the track that is the priestess track, where you develop your inner realm and your capacity to connect to the sacred from within yourself. And you keep growing in the inner. And when you merge those two, your capacity to access spirit from the inside out and your ability to direct the forces of creation, you get this very powerful, potent combination where you can ignite. I mean, your inner gifts like literally turn on, mm-hmm. and your personal power gets very activated. So it's an extremely potent training. And so natural rhythms, no matter whether it's products, and I've spent this last year really learning how to put things into home study programs, so that people, no matter where they live, no matter what part of the country or in another country, that they can access the full teachings. And, you know, not to discourage people coming and learning live, because that's such a great way to be. But, I mean, you know, the beauty right now is we're not in the same location, but we get to connect over the airwaves. So all the ways that the elements can teach us and help us to learn together, I'm all for it. So there's so many different ways of working with this energy through natural rhythms. It's really potent when you allow these energies to help teach you.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, it makes sense because, you know, I guess another thing that we tend to forget is that we're a part of nature. And so, you know, actually aligning with it just makes sense. Another one of those basic things that we tend to forgotten just because we're so inundated by so much else externally. Talk a little bit about the, you did talk about the programs. Maybe the development of the programs, you know, infusing elements into curriculum. I mean, that sounds like that might have took some serious, conscious, deliberate creating, or did it just come through spirit really easily through dreams and, you know, other things like that? Just share with us quickly on that.
Well, real very interesting. The way that I even figured out how I was working with the elements is in 99 I was out spending the night with my spiritual mentor of 15 years, and I said, you know, I've been studying all these different things, and I can't figure out how they fit together. So I went to sleep with that question on my mind, and I woke up the next morning, and I got, like, in this instant. I don't know if you've ever had an instant where, like, everything is revealed, like this massive amount of stuff. But in that moment, I totally got that I'd been studying the elemental forces of creation and the developmental path of each one of them. And I got this whole big body of work. And at first I was just like, wow, that's really cool. That's what I've been doing all this time. And months later I went, you know, I'm supposed to be teaching this. Uh-huh. So I started teaching it, and it just kept unfolding. And what's fascinating about the elements, because they form the core of creation, they really embody everything. So everything you experience fits into the categories of one of them or the other of them, and they'll, as soon as you like grasp one of their teachings, they'll take you to the next one. They always intrinsically know where you are and can help you expand to the next level. So they've just continued to do that with me. And every time I teach it, I get more information. The people who come get more information, because the elements will naturally meet people where they
are.
Oh, yeah.
That's awesome.
Mm-hmm.
We're speaking with Lisa Michaels of the Natural Rhythm Institute, founder of the Natural Rhythms Institute. And you are definitely living your purpose, such an embodiment and example of, you know, a lot of areas we're trying to move into and, you know, just walk in our path. So we thank you so much for the work and the contribution consistently so that we could tap in, you know, at our leisure and get what we need. Mm. Well, anything else you want to share with folks before we close out?
Well, I think it would just be, if you feel moved to connect with the elements, on the naturalrhythms.org website, there's a free starter kit. And there's a great workbook where you can, like, take this workbook, go out in nature, and begin your connection journey. There's also a wonderful little thing called sacred timing, so you can see when the sun and the when the moon is new and full, and have the dates to track. And I mean, there's four different pieces in that. Plus, there's some beautiful prayers on the elemental pages on the website. Lots of useful things for people to go ahead and access. So I really encourage folks to go sign up for a free starter kit and really begin their connection to the elements.
That's magnificent, Lisa. That's such a great gift, just to be able to start with that and do it on your own. Give the website again.
Sure. It's naturalrhythms.org, naturalrhythms.org. And I'd love to hear from you and connect with you.
All right, that was Lisa Michaels of the Natural Rhythms Institute. And again, it's naturalrhythms.org. You can visit and check out that free starter kit, which would be lovely to get into.
We'll be back in a moment. You're listening to The Conscious Cafe, Inside the Conscious Zone, on WHPN, The Source, FM, on the Women's Movement Radio Network.
We are back. You're listening to The Conscious Cafe, Inside the Conscious Zone on WHPN, The Source, FM on the Women's Movement Radio Network. This is Anja, life coach, founder of Conscious Living Omni Media Group and the Children's Wellness Network. And we've got about 10 minutes left or so in the program, exploring our nature, our connection to nature. We were visited by Lisa Michaels of the Natural Rhythms Institute, naturalrhythms.org, for more information. If you'd like to check out her free starter kit, there's lots of great information shared there. And I've got a few more snippets to read for you. This one is on purpose, and it's taken from You Can Have It All by Arnold Patton, and it goes a little something like this. Everything and everyone in the universe has a purpose for existing. As we each become aware of our life's purpose, we increase our sense of belonging and see the deeper meaning of our lives. We become aware of our purpose by opening our hearts and feeling our oneness. When we allow the inspiration of our life's purpose to fill our being, we find that our lives unfold in inspired, fulfilling ways. I can certainly speak to that, and part of the reason why we've started the life coaching, life design aspect of Conscious Living Omni Media Group. It's just so eloquently and elegantly designed just by tapping into that passion, those talents, those strengths, those gifts, what can be uncovered and how you can go from a quiet mouse to someone who's suddenly got a voice and speaking to crowds of people, speaking passionately and intelligently about either an experience or some gift that you have, or a teaching or instructions of some kind that seems to be innately inside of you, lying dormant until you tap into it. And that was part of my path, and certainly wanted to encourage others to begin to tap into those gifts, talents, strengths, talents, and purposes that will open doors of amazing opportunity for you and open doors of just great joy. And it seems to be an endless stream, an infinite stream of possibilities once you open that door. And I wish that for each and every one of you who wish that for yourselves. Continuing, I have one more piece that I'd like to read. And this one is taken from This Thing Called You. And this one is by Ernest Holmes. You, like all others, are seeking the joy of living. You wish to be needed, to be loved, to be included in the great drama of life. This urge is in every individual. It is in everything. The rose exists to express beauty. Root and branch conspire with nature to give birth to blossom. An artist will starve in his garret that he may chisel an angelic form from a slab of marble, compelling the unyielding substance to accept his breath of creation. Not only human beings, but everything in nature is endowed with this creative urge. When moisture is precipitated, the desert receives it with gladness and breaks forth in a song of creation. Making the most of its brief season, it blossoms in joy, storing within its bosom the seed of a future flowering. No man willed this so. Evolution is proof of an irresistible urge which pushes everything onward and upward. Man did not create life. He is something that lives in, from, and by it. He cannot escape life or the necessity of giving expression to it through living. Create or perish is the eternal mandate of nature. Be constructive or become frustrated is an equal demand. You cannot escape the conclusion that whatever this thing is, which is seeking expression through everything, it can find satisfactory outlet only through constructive and life-giving creativeness. You may call this process good or evil, right or wrong, God or the devil, heaven or hell. Would it not be more simple to say that finally things work out for the best only when they are life-giving? We are all some part of a universal order. The very urge for personal gratification is incomplete until it finds a universal outlet. This is the cause back of all upheavals in human history. The pattern is trying to fit the pieces into greater and greater units, as though it could not accomplish its purpose through anything other than a democracy of spirit, a union of all. This union, however, does not mean sameness, for while unity requires conformity to principles, unity never means uniformity. Every blade of grass, every crystal, every drop of water, like every individual, is a little different from any other one of its species. Humanity is made up of innumerable individuals, no two alike, and yet society is a composite whole moving gradually forward towards ultimate goal. What could this goal be other than that everyone, while remaining individual, shall find a more complete expression in and among all other individuals?
This has been the dream of the ages, that the lion shall lie down with the lamb, and the little child shall lead them, and they may become one, even as we are one. And it goes on. That's taken from This Thing Called You by Ernest Holmes. And so we close out this afternoon's cafe, and wishing you to a greater understanding and clarity of you and a greater expression of yourself. You can learn more about the art of you from Living Dream Life Design and Coaching at 404-272-7418. That's 404-272-7418, or by visiting livingdream.info. Thanks so much for joining us this afternoon and stopping by. Remember to celebrate the power of conscious choice, and be well. Conscious Living Omni Media Group, healing humanity through media. On WHPN, The Source, FM, on the Women's Movement Radio Network. Who are you? Do you know? What is your deepest heart's desire? Living Dream Life Coaching offers you a way to illuminate the path. Identity and life path empowerment tools for self-discovery, self-mastery, and success in this life. Mentoring partners for adults, teens, young adults, and more. Phone consultations, one-on-one consultations, or group workshops are available by visiting livingdream.info or by calling 404-272-7418. Choose from a variety of sessions, including Art of You, Building Your Inner Empire, Life Design and Strategies, and life coaching. Unleash your greatest potential at Living Dream.